Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Celentano, and today we're continuing our conversation with artist and musician Anna Murphy. On this episode, we'll discuss her creative process behind her work and how her background and specific interests contributed to her artistic evolution. Episode 4, Fairy Tales Are Nice. There's so many gray areas in this world. Let's explore another one. For example, where do reality and illusion meet? Let's weigh in with Anna.
I think everybody kind of knows somebody that, you know, had a bad trip or had a... Because a lot of times you haven't dealt with all those unconscious. I mean, almost nobody has, but especially when you're younger and you're going through all that, those unconscious things will rise up to the top. I don't know how people do it in... like shows, like huge public arena gatherings and festivals. Like, how do psychedelics specifically, how do they play a role in your artistic creations?
I personally definitely did psychedelics way too young. And I feel like I definitely took inspiration from them in my art and like, and just like the randomness, but also like, I feel like I would have made that art. Well, that's a big question, because like I always think about like what I, because I started making art like kind of around the same time that like I started taking psychedelics. So like I always think about like if I were to make that like the same art if I didn't take psychedelics, or if like it was very similar, it was just the inspiration of like the just like whimsical, like just random shit, you know what I mean?
Now, a little change of pace. So sort of the opposite, but how have AI and technological developments affected your creative process, or do you fear that they're going to?
I hate AI. This is a conversation that happens in my house with me and my roommates like at least once a week. 2024 and all of these like new AI technologies have been coming out. Like I see something new about AI like at least like every week, like there's like you can get your own like art, you can type up anything and you can have art, and then like the artists that are painting like that are were going to be paid for stuff like that, and that's normally how they get the revenue, they aren't painting those things because the internet is just making them up. And I think that's really scary. I think that's genuinely really scary.
It definitely removes the it's almost like how we run from boredom. And if you don't give yourself that time in between, I think a lot of times that's where you can find you're forced to really think about something you don't want to think about. Yeah. And that's where the things come from. So maybe the ability to sort of constantly distract and not have to look within could be disrupting the creative process, especially leading into the next question. You know, social media, what role does that play in your life, and what are some of your least and favorite aspects of it?
I think that social media is like, it's not inherently a bad thing, or at least it wasn't created as a bad thing. But I think that in today's age and the kids, like whenever I think about social media, I think about the kids that are on it. Like, I mean, obviously it's like affecting like adults as well. The algorithm of TikTok and just like the instant gratification and the dopamine that you're like getting from that, it's like making kids have ADHD symptoms. Get off of their phone and go outside, read a book. You know what I mean?
And you just live in a perpetual cycle of fear and then escapism, it seems. And you know, a lot of it's the parents that are in their 30s, 40s, the one that kind of grew up as the internet came up, and then maybe social media would kind of formed around the time that they were in their teens or early 20s. And then, you know, the inability to sort of translate that into and teaching your kids how to handle it, and them not knowing how to handle it themselves, it's a difficult situation.
It's hard to put a finger on where exactly this spark of imagination comes from. How do we stay inspired through the midst and confusion of everyday life? And more importantly, how does someone intertwine those aspects into their artistic projects and strike the right balance?
You know, how does creating art in general help in other aspects of your life?
I think that, I mean, me personally, I grew up in, like, a family that, like, never really, like emotions weren't, never really talked about them. I have three older brothers. I'm the only girl, the youngest girl. And so, like, all of my brothers were raised, like, how, like, men, like, genuinely, like, normally are raised. Like, don't show your emotions. Like, if you cry, go to your room. So, like, I was raised in the same way. And I wasn't really able to express my emotions ever without music. And, like, music has just been part of my life. And, like, yes, listening to music, but also playing music, it like, gives me, like, a feeling of just, like, I cry when I listen to music just because of how beautiful it is and how it, like, blows my mind.
You know, how do you handle criticism from people who are not even artists and have really don't have a clue what they're talking about?
It's never really affected me just because, like, they don't know what they're talking about, so why should I care, I guess? Like it's, I've never really been the person to, like, let people's opinions really sway what I do or what I say. It's just me, just personally.
That's a good way to be. It's hard to still be a human being sometimes nowadays. Do you have a time of day where you find yourself working more? Are you more of a day or a night?
3 a.m. Yeah. In the middle of the night, I have really bad insomnia, which is definitely due to a lot of things. It's like I'm dependent on, like, melatonin, and, like, also, like, I stay up at night thinking. Like I will think for 7 hours straight.
You know, as an artist in general, do you have a goal, or do you have anything that you're like, this is what I want to do?
Well, I've always felt like I feel like when I listen to a song that I get this feeling that, like, I can't describe to anyone, and, like, I've always tried to, like, try to encapsulate that feeling into words, but it's never really worked for me. And, like I haven't really, I've talked to, like, a couple people who get, like emotional, like it's, they're overwhelmed by their emotions when they listen to songs, and that definitely happens to me. I just want to help people feel like that and use that as therapy. And that's why I want to do, because what I want to do with the psychedelic therapy and what I want to do with music is I want to incorporate music into clinical psychedelic therapy, so people can have psychedelic trips that are supervised by, like, a licensed therapist, but they also listen to music that evokes, like, nostalgia, or, like, evokes, like, they maybe, like, they haven't heard it before, or they could have, like, nostalgia, like, they could have heard it in the past. But, like, if there's a lot of people who say that when they listen to songs on psychedelics, they, after the fact, when they listen to it again, they feel wonderful. And I actually wrote a paper on, like, the, like, actual, like, brain structures that are, like, being, like, affected by that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, how do you erase the stigma of maybe puts it into a class higher as far as, like, legality and stuff like that? And where is it about? Do you feel that maybe it's more of the government trying to sort of keep people from, you know, it doesn't help them to enhance people's, like, mind expanding drugs don't really help the government's agendas in general. We appreciate you coming by and, yeah, taking some time to talk with us today.
Yeah, of course. I enjoyed it. I love to yap.
We'll see if we can get you in here again. Thanks for coming in, and we will see you next time on the Bad Attitude Podcast.
Awesome.
Hi, kids. You like podcasts? Thanks for tuning in to the Bad Attitude Podcast, created by me, your host, Danny Celentano, our editor, Brett Coleman, and our producer, Abby DeCandia. And is a segment of the Revoice Network. Please give us a review and download the show. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to check out more podcasts on the Revoice Network, Podwine and Common Talk. Tune in this Tuesday for releases of episodes 5 and 6, where we'll be talking with artist, graphic designer, and animator, Victor Romanco. You can listen to him and more this Tuesday, only on the Revoice Network.